The first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. Do you not know? Were you not told long ago? Have you not heard how the world began? It was made by the one who sits on his throne, above the earth and beyond the sky. The people below look as tiny ants. He stretched out the sky like a curtain, like a tent in which to live. He brings down powerful rulers and reduces them to nothing. They are like young plants, just set out and barely rooted. When the Lord sends a wind, they dry up and blow away like straw. To whom can the holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Look up at the sky. Who created the stars you see? The one who leads them out like an army. He knows how many there are and calls each one by name. His power is so great, not one of them is ever missing. Israel, why then do you complain that the Lord doesn't know your troubles or care if you suffer injustice? Don't you know, haven't you heard, the Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world, and he never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted, but those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles, and they will run and not get weary, and they will walk and not grow weak. Praise be to God.
I wonder what you do when you feel tired or weary. I've got a couple of suggestions, quite opposite in a way. And I'd like Tom to put up a picture first of the what looks like a pink house, Tom. This is Clare Priory. When it comes up, there we go. Clare Priory in Suffolk. And I went there with some fellow college students just two or three weeks ago now for a quiet day. And it's run by the Augustinians. The Augustinians, I discovered, enjoy silence. And one in particular had written about reaching God in the silence. And what he suggests is that if you're tired and you're weary, then you need to sit still and sit silently. And God will come to you and re-energize you. It's not such an easy thing for us to do nowadays, I don't think, because you really, really have to just sit, not do anything else at all. And you really have to be silent, and you have to still your mind as well as your body. No thoughts whatsoever. I've tried it. Maybe you'd like to try it at home as well. As soon as thoughts come into your mind, you have to push them out. And in that stillness of body and mind, this Augustinian monk believes that you will find God in the stillness, and you'll come out re-energized. On the other hand, this man, can you show us the picture of Graham Kendrick? There we are, Graham Kendrick, songwriter, who I'm sure you've all heard of. He's got a new album coming out at Easter, which is why I was reading a little bit about him. And interestingly, he was interviewed. And during the interview, one of the questions was, how do you keep going when you feel tired and weary? And Graham said, I work through it. I keep myself as busy as I can. And the lesson that was taught to him was to make your choice that you're actually going to keep going, set your will, lift your face to God, pour out your heart, give thanks, worship, and keep going. He keeps going, he keeps writing and singing, and he feels re-energized through that busyness. And that's why he's bringing out a new album with new songs at Easter. So two very different ways to respond to that feeling of despondency, weariness.